4 people have burned to death inside a Tesla Cybertruck since deliveries began just over 2 years ago.
The lawsuits claim it all comes down to one thing: no way out.
All trapped by doors that wouldn't open after the power cut. That's a fire fatality rate 13 times higher than the Ford Pinto, America's most infamous fire hazard. The Cybertruck costs $70,000, almost $5,000 a year to insure, and even at that price, Geico won't take the risk. Tesla pulled 115,912 of them back for safety concerns in 2025 alone. But the problems go way beyond just the power cuts and fires. At 3:08 in the morning on November 27th, 2024, a Tesla Cybertruck left Hampton Road in Piedmont, California at high speed, jumped a curb, struck a retaining wall, and wedged itself between the wall and a tree. 4 college students were inside. All 4 survived the impact. That's the detail that matters. The California Highway Patrol's post-crash analysis confirmed it. This was a survivable collision. Nobody died from the crash. They died from what happened next. Within seconds of impact, the Cybertruck's 123-kilowatt-hour battery pack began to burn. The electronic door handles, the retractable, flush-mounted handles Tesla made famous on the Model S and deployed on the Cybertruck with no mechanical backup on the outside, stopped working the moment power was cut. A friend named Matthew Reardon, who had been driving behind them, pulled up and tried to save them. He couldn't open any of the doors. He picked up a fallen tree branch and started hitting the front passenger window. It took him 10 to 15 full force strikes to break through. He managed to pull one survivor out. The fire, by then, had engulfed the cabin. Krista Sukahara, 19 years old, tried to climb toward that same broken window from the back seat. The fire pushed her back. Jack Nelson, 20, was beside her. Soren Dixon, 19, was in the driver's seat. All 3 died of asphyxia from smoke inhalation and thermal burns, trapped inside a vehicle whose manual door release, the one the owner's manual says exists, is hidden behind the floor mat and a snap-in plastic panel in the rear. Passengers, in a panic, in darkness, in smoke, would never find it. Most Cybertruck owners don't know it exists. Consider what that means mechanically. On a Ford F-150, a Chevy Silverado, a Ram 1500, the door handle is a physical lever. Pull it, a steel rod lifts a latch, the door opens. There's no power involved. A 12-volt system failure, a severed battery cable, a fire in the dash, none of it matters. The handle works because it's a handle. The Cybertruck replaced that century-old piece of engineering with a flush electronic button that sends a signal to a motorized latch. When the high-voltage system goes down, which is the first thing that happens in a serious crash, by design, as a fire suppression measure, those motors stop. The button does nothing. The door, from the outside, becomes a wall. Tesla will argue that an interior manual release exists, which is true. On the front doors, it's visible, if you know to look for it. On the rear doors of a Cybertruck, it's not. Rear passengers have to lift the floor mat, pry off a plastic trim panel, and pull a cable. In daylight, sober, seated calmly, it takes 30 seconds. In a burning vehicle, in smoke, with a seatbelt on, it takes longer than you have. No other automaker sells a truck where emergency egress for rear passengers requires furniture disassembly. And in October 2025, the Nelson and Sukahara families filed a wrongful death lawsuit that, unlike the earlier filings, names Tesla directly. The complaint alleges dangerous design choices. Specifically, electronic door handles that fail when power is lost, with no accessible mechanical override for panicked passengers. Wrongful death cases in California involving a product defect and multiple fatalities routinely settle or award in the tens of millions per plaintiff. Multiply that by 3 victims, and then consider that Tesla has built fewer than 80,000 Cybertrucks to date, every single one of them with the same door system. The liability exposure isn't a rounding error, it's a balance sheet problem. And it opens a question Tesla has not answered. Why did it take 10 to 15 strikes to break through a vehicle window that, by federal standard, is supposed to be exitable from the inside? The answer is that Cybertruck glass isn't built to the federal standard. Not in the way you'd expect. Department of Transportation Rule FMVSS 205 governs automotive glazing. It requires that side windows, the windows passengers rely on in an emergency, be breakable from the inside with moderate force. A person with a seatbelt buckle, a headrest post, or even a hard elbow should be able to escape a vehicle that's upside down, submerged, or burning. Every modern car sold in America is designed around that assumption. Tesla marketed Cybertruck glass as the exception. Armor glass, Elon Musk called it at the November 2019 reveal. He had designer Franz von Holzhausen throw a steel ball at the driver's window on live stage. It shattered. The internet laughed. But the marketing stuck. 5 years and one production launch later, the Cybertruck arrived with ultra-hardened laminated glass that resists impact from both directions. Not just from an intruder outside, from a passenger inside. That's what Matthew Reardon ran into at Hampton Road. It's why he needed a tree branch and 15 swings. It's why Krista Sukahara couldn't get herself out of the back seat. And it's compounded by the truck's 3mm stainless steel exoskeleton, which first responders across the country have now reported slows the jaws of life by an order of magnitude compared to conventional body panels. The Cybertruck is the only modern passenger vehicle sold in the United States where bulletproof is a literal description of what happens when rescue crews try to get in. Piedmont was not the first warning. On August 5th, 2024, a 47-year-old nurse named Michael Sheehan lost control of his Cybertruck on a road in Baytown, Texas. He struck a concrete culvert. The impact was survivable. Sheehan burned to death inside the vehicle, unable to escape. His widow and parents filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging defects in the truck's battery, structural design, and door system. He had owned the vehicle for less than 4 months. According to his attorney, it's unlikely he even knew where the manual release was. That was the first recorded Cybertruck fatality. Piedmont, 3 months later, was the second incident of the same design failing the same way. None of it resulted in a federal safety investigation. NHTSA has opened preliminary evaluations on specific Cybertruck defects, the accelerator pedal, the cant rail, the steering yoke, but has not opened a broader safety defect investigation into emergency egress. That's the gap the lawsuits are now trying to close. The insurance industry has already done the math the public hasn't. In 2024, Geico, the second largest auto insurer in America, stopped writing new Cybertruck policies. In 2025, Hanover Insurance began non-renewing existing Cybertruck coverage, citing low production volumes and repair costs that make the vehicle economically untenable to insure. The average full coverage premium for a Cybertruck is now $4,649 per year. That's more than double the national average of $2,310 for all vehicle types. It's $1,800 more than a Ford F-150 Lightning, which performs the same function for $25,000 less. Owners in certain markets are quoting $900 a month, and some are being quoted nothing at all, because certain carriers simply won't insure the vehicle in their state. When your truck is uninsurable, it's also unfinanceable, because every lender in America requires active coverage as a condition of the loan. Insurance is a market where risk gets priced honestly, because pretending otherwise costs the insurer money. And the risk they're pricing isn't theoretical. It was on full display the night firefighters rolled up to Hampton Road in Piedmont. If you want to know why they couldn't put out the fire, why Tesla built a truck that's designed to burn, like and subscribe, because the fire isn't a flaw. It's how Tesla built the truck. Every other truck on the American market has a battery or a fuel tank. The Cybertruck has neither. The 123 kilowatt hour pack beneath your feet isn't a component, it's the chassis. In a standard Tesla Model Y, the battery sits bolted beneath the floor pan, separable from the chassis. If it catches fire, firefighters can, in theory, isolate it, flood it, and cool the adjacent cells. The procedure is hard, but it exists. In the Cybertruck, there is no floor pan. Tesla designed the battery case itself to carry load between the front and rear suspension. It's welded, bonded, and integrated into the truck's spine. When it enters thermal runaway, there is nothing to isolate. The fire and the chassis are the same object. The National Fire Protection Association and the International Association of Firefighters have, since 2024, issued formal guidance for structural battery EVs in catastrophic fire events. The recommended protocol is explicit. Let it burn. Establish a perimeter. Protect surrounding structures. Wait. A single Cybertruck fire can require 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water to cool, roughly 15 times what an internal combustion vehicle demands, and reignition risk extends for up to 24 hours after the visible flames go out. Tow yards in California have reported Cybertrucks reigniting 3 and 4 days after the initial fire was declared extinguished. Municipal fire departments now carry the cost of extended standby and specialized cooling tanks, funded by taxpayers, for a private vehicle design choice Tesla made for packaging efficiency. The packaging logic was genuinely clever. By making the battery structural, Tesla eliminated the separate floor pan, saved roughly 200 pounds, and simplified the assembly line. It's the kind of engineering bet that looks brilliant on a whiteboard. The cost is borne somewhere else. When a conventional EV battery is damaged, you replace the pack. Expensive, but bounded. When a Cybertruck battery is damaged, you often total the vehicle, because replacing it means unbuilding the truck. Insurance adjusters are writing off Cybertrucks with damage that would be a repair job on any other pickup. That's part of why premiums are what they are. It's also why the resale market is behaving the way it is. The public cost is not theoretical. Piedmont's fire department, a municipal service funded by roughly 11,000 residents, spent an estimated $30,000 operational response on the Hampton Road fire, including the extended cooling watch and the hazmat protocol for battery runoff into storm drains. Multiply that across every Cybertruck fire that has occurred since delivery began, and the cumulative municipal burden is already in the millions. Fire chiefs in California, Texas, and Florida have begun asking their city councils for supplemental budget allocations specifically for EV fire response. The bill arrives on the property tax assessment, not the Tesla invoice. It's the clearest example of what economists call externalization. The private profit stays with the manufacturer, the public cost stays with everyone else. And the market is responding the way markets respond to unpriced risk, by walking away. Cybertruck resale values collapsed more than 30% in 12 months. Tesla sold 5,385 Cybertrucks in the third quarter of 2025, a 62.6% drop from the peak in Q3 of 2024. In the first quarter of 2026, Tesla produced 50,000 more vehicles than it delivered, the largest inventory gap in the company's history. And for the first time, Tesla lost its title as the world's largest electric vehicle maker to China's BYD. The truck that debuted at third place in EV sales is now at 14th, tied with a $100,000 GMC Hummer. Used Cybertrucks are sitting on dealer lots with the same urgency as expired inventory. Hertz quietly offloaded its Tesla rental fleet. Wealthy early adopters are trading in at losses they didn't take on their last three Teslas. CarMax and Carvana have quietly reduced their buy prices on Cybertrucks by successive increments through 2025, each cut roughly 5 to 8%, with no corresponding reduction on other Tesla models in their inventory. The wholesale auction data tells the same story. Dealers are writing down the vehicle faster than any other new generation truck on the lot. The owners who remain are facing a vehicle with the repair economics of a Lamborghini and the brand trajectory of a failed startup. And none of that, none of the price collapse or the walkaway insurers, would matter if the problems were fixable. The trouble is that the company building these trucks can't be. In 2024, Tesla issued recalls affecting approximately 57,000 Cybertrucks. In 2025, that number more than doubled to 115,912. Every Cybertruck ever built, and then some, pulled back into compliance at an average rate of 318 trucks per day. The catalog is its own indictment. Stuck accelerator pedals that required physically removing and replacing the pedal assembly. A recall triggered not by internal quality control, but by a TikTok video showing the pedal sliding under the floor mat and wedging open at full throttle. Cant rail trim panels. The stainless steel strips along the windshield, delaminating and flying off at highway speed. A recall covering 46,096 vehicles after owners began documenting panels pulling off by hand in viral social media posts. Front parking lamps exceeding federal brightness limits and blinding oncoming drivers. Drive power loss requiring software patches. Gigacasting failures where the rear underbody casting, a single massive aluminum part, cannot be repaired at all when damaged. It can only be replaced at costs that routinely total the vehicle. Body panels that came off in owners' hands during TikTok videos. Rearview cameras that delayed engaging after shifting into reverse. None of these are obscure engineering corners. These are the basics of building a truck. What connects them is the sequence. In most of these recalls, Tesla did not identify the defect through internal testing. They learned about it the same way the public did, on social media, and reacted only after NHTSA opened an inquiry. That's not quality control. That's post-market customer-reported failure analysis on a $70,000 product scaled across tens of thousands of owners. And the promises behind the truck were just as fragile as the engineering. Musk announced the Cybertruck in 2019 at a $39,000 base price with 500 miles of range and production scaling to 250,000 units a year. The base price became 70,000. The 500 miles became 250. And in two full years of production, Tesla has built fewer than 64,000 units, roughly a quarter of what was promised annually. Every published metric that justified the Cybertruck's existence has been revised downward. And the pattern behind the pattern has a name. Elon Musk ran the 2019 reveal personally. He approved the door handle design after engineers reportedly raised concerns about emergency egress, concerns that are now at the center of a wrongful death lawsuit. Bloomberg reported in December 2025 that Tesla engineers had flagged these exact door safety concerns internally as early as 2016, nearly a decade before Piedmont. He kept the bulletproof marketing language after the armor glass shattered on his own stage. He set the production timeline that forced Tesla to ship the truck with known issues in the cant rail adhesive and the accelerator pedal geometry, both of which became major recalls within months of delivery. In 2025, during his period running the Department of Government Efficiency for the Trump administration, he was spending more time on political battles than on the factory floor. Tesla stock dropped 42% in the first half of 2025. The board, which is populated by his brother, his longtime associates, and investors who have been richly rewarded for not asking hard questions, has never meaningfully held him accountable. Not on the Model 3 production hell. Not on the robotaxi promises made every year since 2016 and delivered in none of them. Not on the Cybertruck. This is the part that doesn't fit on a spec sheet. A company can ship a bad product and recover. Ford did it with the Pinto. Toyota did it with the unintended acceleration cases. Recovery requires accountability. Recalls done quickly, leadership changes, engineering cultures that can say no to marketing. Tesla's recovery machinery has been disabled by design. The CEO is the product architect, the marketing voice, the quality authority, and the chairman's personal friend. There is no one in the building who can tell him the door handle is wrong. I'm in my mid-30s. When I read the Piedmont report for the first time, what stayed with me wasn't the numbers. It was the detail about the floor mat. There are almost 80,000 Cybertrucks parked in American driveways tonight, and in almost every one of them, the manual door release that could save a passenger's life is hidden under the carpet. Most owners don't know. Most passengers certainly don't. There is a genuine counterargument, and it deserves fair weight. Tesla's crash test ratings are real. The Cybertruck's passenger compartment held up structurally in Piedmont. That's why the impact itself was survivable. Electric vehicles, statistically, catch fire less often than gasoline cars. Driver error was a factor at Hampton Road. The driver was speeding, and toxicology later showed alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine in all three victims. The same impact into a tree, at the same speed, in any pickup, might have been fatal on impact alone. These things are true. They matter. But none of them explain why three people who survived the crash could not survive the door. A Ford, a Ram, a Chevy, any of them would have opened. Premium for the truck, $70,000. Premium for the insurance, $4,649 a year, when you can get it at all. Premium for bulletproof, three dead college students in Piedmont, and 115,000 recalls in 12 months. Elon Musk called this truck apocalypse-proof on stage in 2019, just not for the people sitting inside it. How many more survivable crashes have to become fatal ones before someone forces Tesla to fix the door? If Tesla is willing to compromise on door handles to keep the design clean, ask yourself what they're willing to do with the price. For 10 days in February 2026, they sold the Cybertruck for $59,990. Then they raised it $10,000 overnight. Watch how they turned a fake discount into a $10,000 trap.